Blog Talk Radio.
Woman to woman.
Woman to woman. Songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy. Songs of love. Sing it again.
Kayla, sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Fantasy, all these other things, but tonight we're going to be dealing with birthing.
Oh, amen, amen. You know, one thing I think we always bring topics that are relevant to at least one woman out there. But we do a variety of different topics, and so we're always trying to bring something new, something fresh, and we are always excited about everything that we bring to the table.
Yes, we are.
And
we are.
Tonight is no different.
So I'm going to lay the scene on tonight, and then Minister LaDonna is just going to bless us tremendously. And the scene I'm going to lay is, could you imagine being pregnant for 9 months? Mm-hmm. And could you imagine being pregnant for 9 years and never birthing that baby, either because you just didn't have the endurance to go through the labor. Maybe you got around the wrong people and they caused you the miscarriage. Or maybe by your own neglect you aborted.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we want to talk about, we're going to give you some tools and some tips that you could use. We want to be your midwives tonight.
Okay.
And we want to help you birth those dreams, visions, and ideas. We want to make sure that we give you the tools that you need. Now, this is not all you need, but we're going to give you the beginning stages. And then, excitingly tonight, we've been blessed with tickets that we're giving away tickets on tonight to an event that's coming up this Saturday. If you don't have anything else to do, if you just want to sit up at the beach under the sun, if you want to go to such and such's birthday party, then do what you must. But I'm telling you, if you're ready to birth your dreams, visions, and ideas, you want to tune into this show, you want to call your girlfriends, get them to tune into the show, and you want to pray that you win these tickets for this event that's coming up on this Saturday, the 23rd. And we'll go into more details towards the middle or the end of the show. We'll actually probably have someone give a quick insert on this particular event. You don't want to miss it. So, again, tonight we're going to be your midwives, and we're going to help you go through labor. We're going to help
Amen.
You begin to have a healthy – no, we're going to help you begin to have a healthy pregnancy. This is your Lamaze class.
Mm.
We're going to tell you how to have a healthy pregnancy. Now, once we get you through this healthy pregnancy on tonight, if you want to birth that thing, if you want to push it out, then Saturday you need to go to the hospital and get that thing pushed out. So now you see what your vision, your dream looks like. You'll have a vision board. You'll have business plan. I mean, you'll have some of the, you'll have the birthing process. Tonight we're just going to take you through Lamaze. We're going to tell you how you need to treat that baby.
Oh, amen, amen, amen. And before we get started, we want to give everybody an opportunity to grab a pad. I want you guys to grab a pen or a paper. Those of you who are tuned in and you have family out there that you know needs to be listening to this show, needs to be blessed this evening, I want to give you guys a second to Facebook them, Twitter them, whatever it is, give them a call, whatever it is that you need to do to help change some lives. I'm going to give you a moment to go ahead and do so. Grab your pens, grab your papers, because hopefully you'll be taking lots and lots of notes for tonight's show. And also I want you to grab your Bibles. A lot of times when we do these shows, some of you may grab your Bibles, some of you may not, but we want you to realize that that is a tool that you should have handy at all times. It's like women, you walk around and you have safety pins in your purses, or you have bobby pins in your purses, ready to take care of little emergency needs. If you don't have an app on your phone, a Bible app on your phone, take a second, download a Bible app on your phone. If you have a pocket-sized Bible, maybe you want to purchase a pocket-sized Bible, but whatever it is, make sure that you always have your life tool with you at all times, your life tool with you at all times. So, while Coach D, she's taking a moment to go ahead and invite more people to listen, to help start the catalyst of this Lamaze class that we have going on. And while she's doing it, I am going to go ahead and, again, break into the show. We're going to be talking about how do we change the circumstances that we're not happy with in our life. I did a Facebook post, and basically it was saying you might be one of those people who are looking around and saying, you know what, I never imagined that I would be here in life. When I was younger, I thought I would have this type of job. I thought I would have this amount of children. I thought I would be making this type of money. I thought. But here I am, and never had I imagined to be here. And now that I'm here, there are some things that I just don't like about my circumstances. And so we're going to give you tools to change your circumstances. Before we do that, I want to take a moment to open us up in prayer, because one of the things we're going to be doing tonight is we're going to be confronting ourselves. We're going to be confronting ourselves. We're going to be confronting the demons that lie within. Okay, so I am going to take a moment and just clear the air, invite the Holy Spirit to come on in and God to just have his way with us tonight, okay? Father God in heaven, we come humbly before your throne. We thank you, we praise you, we lift you up as Lord of our life, Father God. We, your people, are crying out unto you, Lord Jesus. We are so tired of living these mediocre lives, Father God. When I say mediocre, what I'm saying is we're not living the life and the purpose that you called us to, Father God. And we're tired of not living up to all of the full potential that you've placed inside of us, Lord Jesus. Tonight we come, Father God, to break and loose the chains that we have placed on you as our God, yes. Father God, the God who is able to change circumstances, the God who is able to build, create, to expand our horizons, expand our visions, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, Father God. We're ready to take the caps off, Father God. We're ready to break down the walls that we placed you inside and allow you to be big in our life, allow you to be God in our life, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the visions that you've placed inside of us. We thank you for the dreams, the ideas, Father God. We thank you for the purpose that you've placed inside of us, Father God. And we thank you that you've given us the ability, Lord Jesus, to complete the purpose, Father God. We bless you.
Yes.
We invite you, Holy Spirit, to come on in and have your way in our hearts, have your way in our minds at this time, and to reveal to us those places and those things that we need to change. Give us the willingness, and not only the willingness, but the drive and the strive,
yes,
to get rid of and move those things out of our lives, Father God, so that we can get to business, and that business is purpose.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so let's get
I am ready. I am ready. I could feel those labor pains, and I know that I'm coming close to birthing. So,
Amen. So
Minister LaDon, how do I take care of this? I know that God, I believe, the first thing is I believe that God placed this baby inside of me.
Uh-huh.
How do I take care of God's baby?
You know, the first thing that we have to understand is that we are not subject to our right now circumstances. Circumstances change, and we are living according to our circumstances instead of changing those circumstances. You look around, like I said, you look around and you say, there's just some things that I don't like about my life. And instead of changing those things, a lot of times we can become slaves to those things. Well, since I don't make this type of money, I won't try and move into this type of neighborhood. Or I won't try and open a business because I don't have this type of credit. Or I won't try to minister to people because, you know, they used to call me so-and-so back in the day. I won't do these things. My circumstances have now determined my belief system and the way that I live, and I've made myself a slave and a subject to those circumstances. So the first thing we have to do is we have to begin to realize that we are not subject to our right now circumstances. And I say right now because, again, circumstances are subject to change. And if you start today changing little things, what happens is you begin to change your world. The little things that you change begin to be big things that occur in your life. And so that's the first thing. When the world does not, you know, we always think that the world around us, we have to line up with it. But God has given us the ability to have vision. And so when we look at the world, we have to make our outside circumstances line up with the vision that's on the inside of us. Many times in life, we try and change who we are to fit those outside circumstances, to line up with the world. Say, I'm saying the same thing in just a different way. And so, first of all, you have to realize, again, you're not subject to your right now circumstances, and you have to know that God has given you the ability and the authority to change the circumstances that you're in. The ability and the authority to change the circumstances that you're in. If you only make $1,000 a month and you are tired of making $1,000 a month, don't you know that you have everything you need within you to not be subject to making $1,000 a month? You can make whatever you want to make, and you can do that beginning today. Now, I'm not saying you're going to go to your job and all of a sudden there's $5,000 going to be there on your next paycheck. But what I am saying is that if you've determined I'm going to make more than that, what happens is you start changing different habits. You start changing different things, different actions. You might go to your job and be the first one there and the last one out. You might start doing more than what's required. You might start doing creative little jobs on the side. And as you begin to do, you make room and opportunity for God's blessings to flow through you. We have this block on God's blessings. We always say, Lord, please bless me. Please bless me. I want the blessings of God. God's blessings is already there. His word has already told us that he has already blessed us in heavenly places. But what we do is we have this block. That block is inaction. Because there's no way for the blessings to flow and to move alongside of you if you're not moving. If you're being still, there's no way for you to catch those blessings. There's no way for you to operate in those blessings. It's kind of like, okay, if you put a pot of water on the stove and you want to boil the water but you don't turn the fire on, which causes the water to start heating up, which causes it to start boiling, that water will never boil. But you still have that water that has the opportunity to boil and get hot and do what it's supposed to do. And we are blocking the flow of God's blessing. So that's some of the things that we want to make sure that we're paying attention to. We're going to stop doing that, and we're going to stop doing that today. If you really have a desire to see the move of God in your life, and you're saying, I desire that right now, today, you have to decide today that you are going to change some things. And again, you know, we don't want to line up with the world's way. We want to have the vision that God placed inside of us. If God called you to be a multimillionaire and you're sitting around people who don't activate and motivate your vision and your purpose, you're sitting around an environment that says, no, you're not a millionaire. You're doing actions like spending your money unwisely. You know, instead of putting the money aside, you only make $1,000 a month, and you're going and getting your nails done. You can learn how to paint. You can learn how to paint your nails on YouTube. You can learn anything on YouTube. But you want to look a certain way so that you can please the world. Stop doing that. Stop doing that, because when you get in alignment with God, guess what? All of the things that you need are going to come to you. You're not going to have to go out and start, you know, reaching and grabbing. All you have to do is seek God's faith, be in alignment with God, and again, the blessings are going to come and overtake you. So we're talking about, you know, yeah, you don't try and get a particular job because you don't have a degree, but you know you qualified because of the experience that you have. There's a knowing that's in you.
It's called favor.
Exactly. There's a knowing that's in you that says, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. This is not how I'm supposed to be living, but yet we continue to do that day after day after day. We have to start aligning ourselves up with that knowing, and that's the Spirit of God that's, you know, pressing upon us to complete that purpose, move out in purpose. So the first thing that we want to do is we want to start setting aside time. We set aside time for so many things, even getting up in the morning, being on time for work and stuff. Get yourself up 15 minutes early, 10 minutes early, 5 minutes early, whatever it takes for you to start creating a new habit of setting aside time to first seek God before you start your day. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because in the Word of God, it says that when you seek wisdom, wisdom comes from God first and foremost. Wisdom is a resource that not many people know about. Wisdom is the most precious resource in all of this world because guess what? If you have wisdom, you don't need money because you can now speak to people who have money and have them do the things that you needed to get done in order to get the stuff that you needed the money for. So you have wisdom. Now these people with money are placing you in a high position in their job. They're coming to you asking you for consultations. They're coming to you asking you for certain things. You have wisdom. You have this idea. You don't have the money, but there's these people standing off to the side, and they have the money to start that business that you were thinking about. Wisdom is the most precious resource that you can have, and we don't even take advantage of that wisdom. I know I'm running all over the place, but I'm trying to get all of this out. God's word says for us to seek wisdom early in the morning, late at night, throughout our day. If we set out time to go to God and ask him just to help us throughout our day, Lord, show me what you want me to do, you know, keep me from what you don't want me to do. We already know what we're doing is not working, so why not try God? What can it hurt? Set some time out to see where God is taking you because, again, first it says that we need to get wisdom, and when you get wisdom, get understanding. And that is the most precious resource in this world. That's going to take you far beyond where money could ever take you because guess what? You can run out of money, but as long as you have wisdom, you can get it again. You know how many people have been bankrupt and rebuilt themselves because they were wise, because they sought wisdom daily. Seek ye first the things of God, and all things will be added unto you. So God's word tells us to, you know, get wisdom. But he also tells us that we will gain favor with him, and he will give us favor with man. So favor is another resource that we just don't make sure, we don't take advantage of. We always run around thinking we need money. All you need is the favor of God mm-hmm. in your life. Mm-hmm. Because if he created everything, you and me, this whole entire world, then why do you need something? Why are you looking for the created instead of seeking the creator? Who can add all things unto you? These are just a couple steps. While we're talking, I want to make sure that we give our audience the opportunity, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, please dial 1 on your dial pad so that you can share whatever is on your mind, whatever is on your heart as we are moving along in this journey of our Lamas class.
Yes. Breathe.
And yes.
Yeah.
So we were talking about setting aside time to pray and tune into God's direction for our life, and we want to pray without ceasing. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you drive along and you close your eyes while you're praying. Praying means that we're simply seeking God and His direction for our life. You know, because that purpose that's in you is dying to get out of you. It's dying to get out of you. And it's either going to die inside of you or it's going to die on the outside of you. And the reason why I use the word die on the outside of you is because I'm talking about completion. When you complete a thing, you end a thing. You bring it to pass. It's the fulfillment of the thing. So it's the death of the process of getting it out. And so once it's completed, it's finished. And God, in Genesis, when he first began his work, there was a time of the process unto completion. And so we are supposed to be acting like God. We go through the process unto completion. And we're not doing that. A lot of us are not ending. We're not getting to that completion part. We may start the process. We may get in the middle of the process. We get so frustrated, we stop. Just imagine if God had a stop, you know, stop with the ear, stop with one leg, you know what I'm saying? Then how would we look and how would we be walking around this world if he had to stop somewhere in the middle of the process and not gone to completion?
I got something really quick to say in what you were just saying. You said, see, we're supposed to be operating like God. It's already done. But see, if we don't truly believe that it's already done, then we can't even see it to cause it to manifest. This is confirmation on tonight. I did not even know what my sister, I knew what she was going to be talking about, but I did not know the details. Confirmation, because on Sunday, my pastor spoke the same words you just spoke. I've heard it twice. I'm receiving this from me. He said, God, He's already blessed you. He ain't blessing you no more. He ain't blessing you no less. You already been blessed. It's already done. Now it's your job to line up to cause the manifestation of your blessing to come into the natural because it's already completed in the spiritual. He ain't blessing you no more. He done gave you all the blessings he's going to give you. Now it's going to be up to you to get them.
Now, and I love that you said that because that's the reason why that purpose is crying out on the inside of you. That's the reason why it's uncomfortable with you being still and you not being in alignment with where God has called you to be. Because it knows it's supposed to be on the outside, manifested, and it's inside of you, and it's cramped, and it's full, and it can't move, and it can't get out. And so that's why you are so uncomfortable where you are in your life, because that purpose is trying to get on the outside of you. And I love that you said belief, because that is the biggest thing. If we don't believe that God is God and that he created everything, he's the creator, and that he loves us and that he's already blessed us, we've already started off on the wrong foot, because we won't get to where we need to get to, because here's the thing. Man within himself has so many different things that when we are born and brought into this world, we're already brought into this world dying. There's going to be a point where we die. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so there's already all of these things that can go wrong. But with God, it can't go wrong. Because it's already finished, it's already done, and all we have to do is line up with it.
So, Minister LaDonna, are you saying that the further we get away from our source, we begin it starts a decay of death? So, are you telling me that if I plug back into my source, there's life and life more abundantly?
Amen. Life and life more abundantly. And that purpose will start jumping and leaping on the inside of you. It'll start dancing on the inside of you. You're wondering why you're running around here and you have no confidence. You have confidence in your abilities. As long as your abilities are good and your abilities are strong, you're confident within yourself. But guess what? What if those abilities were taken away? Are you still confident within yourself? Are you still in love with yourself? If you can't talk anymore and you are a speaker, an international speaker, but you can't talk anymore, are you still you? Are you still the wonderful creation that God caused you to be, created you to be? You know what I'm saying? And so we have to get to this point where we're God confident, and God is bigger than everything else. And right now in our lives, God is smaller. And it's evident, and I'm not saying that just to say that, it's evident by the way that we live our lives. And it's not an attack against anybody because, you know, when God gives you a message, he really gives it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You just talk so you can listen to what is being said, but that message is really for you. And so it's evident by the way that we live our lives that we're not allowing God to be the Godhead of our lives. And so that's why that purpose is not manifesting itself and not getting out on the outside of us, because that belief is so small and we're only believing in ourselves and what we can do. And when we only believe in ourselves and what we can do, our confidence can be taken away so easily.
Mm-hmm.
We can be stripped of our confidence. You know, take us as women, if you got a scarring on your face, would you still go out into the world and still feel confident and still feel bold, still feel beautiful, still feel like you can get stuff, things done? You know what I'm saying? And so we have to, we're learning how to go back to this place where if God is God and he is who determines our life, then we don't have to worry about people. We don't have to worry about things. We don't have to worry about circumstances. And so now circumstances don't dictate our life, and we're not a slave to the circumstance.
Because
you're a slave right now to what you are able and not able to do based upon your vision of who you are, not your vision of who God is.
Right. This is really good. I'm really, like, I got my knife and fork out. That's really good because it starts with you.
Uh-huh.
But we also allow others to dictate our limitations, dictate who we are.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us as a little girl had a dream, you know, wanted to be a singer. And would always run around the house singing, but then have family members that told you you couldn't sing. And after you heard that a few times, next thing you know, you find yourself not wanting to sing no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to sing no more. I can't sing. They say I can't sing, and that's it. That's that baby. That your desire to sing was the baby that God had implanted in you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you were supposed to nurture that baby. Nurture that pregnancy. You were supposed to nurture it and care for it. And then it would become a time when you would go into labor. Labor is pain. So let's not get it twisted. Sometimes we got to go through pain to cause the manifestation of our blessings, our dreams, our visions to come to life, just as in labor. Sometimes we got to go through labor pain in order to birth that thing. And I don't think there's anyone that's listening in on tonight that can't attest to that if they've made it somewhere, that it took, there's a story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
There took some pain and suffering to push through. I'm going through personal training right now, and I said I wasn't going to even speak about it because I'm not posting anything on social media. I'm tired of doing that. When I post on social media, I'll probably be in a bikini, giving all the glory to God in the bikini. But I'm saying this to say that it's painful, and some days I'm sweating so hard that they think it's sweat, but it's really tears. I'm crying because it hurts. But see, nobody knows that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You won't see the hurt. All you're going to see is the manifestation of the end result.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with your babies. We do have a caller.
Okay.
Caller with the question, area code 310, last four, 2567. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Thank you, ladies. I am truly, I'm not a woman, but I have to say I had to give my comment that, one, thank you so much. You are definitely, this topic today is watering my spirit. And it's so refreshing to hear women rightly dividing the word of truth. You have a lot of people dividing the word of truth, but not rightly as the Bible says. So I wanted to call in and say, great job. This is definitely watering my soul. Thank you. Keep up the great work.
Oh, amen. Thank you so much. We sure appreciate this. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Wow.
Awesome. That's good that we know that this is not falling on deaf ears. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, Coach.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to say, you had mentioned we now become subject to other people and, you know, what other people are saying around us. I'm glad that you brought that up because there was this quote that I had read yesterday, and I didn't know what I was going to be using it for, but let me share that with our family. The quote says, "There are unnumbered definitions and interpretations of a life well spent and of the opposite of that." So there's numerous definitions out there that says, okay, well, he or she did great with their life, or he or she did horrible with their life. But who are you going to let define you? Are you going to let all these different people who are subject to other people's opinions, 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 define you? Or are you going to define yourself by searching the Word of God and seeing who God says that you are and living by that?
Who told you you were naked?
Amen. Mm. Amen. Mm. Who are you going to let define you? Are you going to base it on popular opinion? And popular opinion just means what's common. If you didn't know that, popular means it's common among everybody. So everybody is doing it. And so it becomes common. God did not create you to be common. You are not a common individual. He says in his word that you are a peculiar person. And so there are some things that we need to start getting to line up with who God says we are. And the first, again, our belief is going to shape our vision. And so what I'm saying is, who or what is the author of your dreams, your visions, or goals? Is it the people around you? Is it your mom? Is it your dad? Is it the Spirit of God that resides within you? Make sure you know who or what is the author of your visions or goals. So we have to make sure we're paying attention to our vision. And when we have those visions, those dreams, those ideas, you can't go around telling everybody. You know, why? Because there are so many people out there. Remember, we just talked about who is going to, you know, there's numerous definitions of what's good and what's not so good. And it's all based upon other people's opinions. Those opinions are dream killers.
So you're telling me that the opinions of others could cause me to abort the baby that God has given me?
It can cause you to abort the baby. If you're not, again, if you're not surrounding yourself with people who are motivating, that means they're striking a match and burning the end of your purpose, your passion, your vision, your idea, then you're hanging around with the wrong people.
Mm.
You're hanging around with the wrong people. You can still love them, but you've got to start loving them from afar, because you need to get where God is trying, where God has already taken you, where he has designed for you to be. You need to get there, because guess what? God is already there. He's waiting on you. You're not waiting on him. Everybody's sitting around saying, I'm waiting on God to move. No, he's waiting on you to get into alignment. So we have to pay attention to our vision. If our vision isn't in alignment with that drive that's inside of us, we need to start reshaping what our vision looks like. We have to pay attention to what's going on in our mind. If you're constantly thinking about the negative stuff, you know, I don't want to have this job forever. Instead of saying, I don't want to have this job forever, you might should be start saying, this is the job that I want to have. This, not that particular job, but it's, what I'm saying is, okay, if you're on a job and you don't want to be there, find the job that you do want to be at and start thinking positively. I'm working towards this job. This job over here is where I'm going to end up. Stop being so negative. Stop letting negativity come into your mind, because negativity is a vision killer.
Not only that, if you can't be a good steward where God has you at the moment, in the current, then you got to be careful with that, because if you can't take care of the small things, then he can't entrust you to the big things. So if you're at your job now at McDonald's, if you're at your job now at the movie theater, if you're at your job now at Walmart, and you're constantly, chronically complaining and negative, then guess what? You're going to be constantly complaining and negative at the next job. So God cannot trust, if he can't trust you there, he can't, Holy Spirit, then he can't trust you somewhere else. One of the things, Minister LaDine, you had mentioned on the last one, I wanted to just say something really quick, because you were speaking about the words of others, you know, not allowing negative influences and naysayers into your
basically your environment.
Your environment. And one of the things I wanted to just add to that is everybody should have an Elizabeth in their life. I'm going to say that again. Everybody should have an Elizabeth in their life. Coach D, who's Elizabeth? Why are you saying Elizabeth was almost like a midwife to Mary? It was something about when Mary, or maybe I should say everybody, but when Jesus showed up on the scene, it caused Elizabeth's baby to jump. Elizabeth's baby jumped and rejoiced. And I'm saying that to say is that you should have people in your life that can make your vision jump inside of you. I have people that's in my life. There's other women of God that's in my life that I could come into their presence and immediately those dreams, those visions, those ideas just start bouncing up. They start popping up in my head. And you should have people, you should be surrounding yourself with that kind of motivation. And so that's the story in Luke that talks about Mary and Elizabeth and their relationship and their relationship, even though they were literally blood family, their relationship was a purpose-driven relationship.
Amen.
Elizabeth was carrying the 4C. She was carrying somebody that was going to come before our Savior and announce and get people prepared. Mm-hmm. You better have people in your life that's gonna go before you and prepare the way for you. You know, you might have somebody in your life that has a business.
Uh-huh.
That has a business. And what do they? They're gonna prepare the way for you. Not that they're gonna give you anything, but the favor. You'll earn favor with them. They'll go before you. They'll introduce you. They'll send you to networking events. They'll refer you to people. You know, they'll give you resources and tools that you need to help you go along with your vision. You may say that you don't have, I don't have the knowledge in this area. Then all of a sudden, you got people in your life that say, don't worry about that. I got somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. Here, you go over here, you call this person, and that person says, oh, you know what? I have $100,000 that's sitting. I got to do something with it because I need to write it off.
Amen. And after the show, tell me who that person is. But that's so true. It's so very true. While you were, when you started talking about God, if God can't trust you with a little bit, he can't trust you with a whole lot. One of the things that we have as far as some steps to take is always do your best. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, always do your best. And your best will change from moment to moment. It's not going to always be the same. And when I'm saying that, here's an example. You shared just a moment ago that you are working out, that you're training. When you get out there and you start working out, when you first start working out, compared to the end, And how is your energy level? Is it the same throughout the entire time, or do you start getting tired, or you know what I'm saying? And when you first start running, are you running pretty fast, and then at the end you're running a little bit slower?
I would have to say that, I believe that for some people they can start working out slow, and then all of a sudden they pick up more energy. For me, I start working out, and then I start
losing energy
and momentum. But where I was a month ago, I am no longer there today, because what I couldn't do a month ago, I could do today.
And you started that by starting training a month ago, correct?
Right.
To get, and so that one thing that you started doing, which was training, has now affected you in so many different areas, even causing you to be more disciplined than more disciplined in different areas of your life. One thing I wanted to point out is that although you may not feel like when you're working out, although you may start off with a lot of energy and end up with less energy, do you give your full 100% throughout the entire process? So if you start off and you're running 10 laps, but at the end you can only run one lap, do you still run that one lap, or you stop running that one lap?
That's why I have a trainer, because that trainer motivates me and pushes me to go beyond my – he pushes me to my maximum potential.
Uh-huh.
Because oftentimes we don't know what our maximum potential are.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes we may think that we only could do 2 laps, but our trainer has been trained, and he has been he's knowledgeable to say, okay, you think you only could do 2, but based on your body structure, based on your health, based on this, and he takes all these factors and he comes together and he says, Coach D, guess what? You say you could do 2, but I know that you could do 3.
Amen. I love that you brought up trainer, because isn't there some tickets that you're giving away so that all of us that are sitting here on this show can get with a personal trainer, and that's going to change our lives, not taking us out to a track physically, but taking us out to a track mentally and
emotionally
in our dreams, giving our dreams that workout that they need to get built that muscle and come into manifestation.
Woo, I'm glad you mentioned that. My sister, Minister LaDon, tonight's show has just really been a blessing for me. And so I do. We want to bless somebody tonight. I have some tickets to an event that's coming up this Saturday. And it is coming up this Saturday. It's in Culver City, so it is in the Los Angeles area. And we're giving away tickets. Now, tonight was just a prelude to get you prepared. What tonight was Lamar's class. We're telling you how to take care of your baby, how to take care of this pregnancy, what you need to do. We're trying to help you not to miscarriage or abort it. Now, some of you may say, okay, well, I'm already in my 9th month,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want this thing in me no more.
Mm-hmm.
I want to birth this thing. I need to get it out. Well, guess what? We have an event that's coming up this Saturday, and I'm going to ask if the master coach, Coach Shania Marie Adams, would just tell us, come on, tell us a little bit about this event on Saturday. Again, we want to give away tickets, so if you are available this Saturday, guess what? It's only 4 hours. Some people go to school for 4 years. To get a degree, to tell the world I'm qualified, and guess what? They get this degree. Now I'm definitely for education. I think education is important. But let me just tell you some facts. They go 4 years, maybe more. They get this degree to tell the world that I went to school to learn about X, Y, Z, and this is my degree. I just seen a post yesterday. At a young man who had went to college, got his degree, and can't get a job because they told him they need 10 years experience. He was heartbroken, and his words were, had I known that, I would have saved the thousands of dollars. I would have started a business or did something else because I wouldn't have went to school, worked hard for 4 years to get a degree only to find out that I need 10 years experience. I'm just saying, this is a reality, not telling you not to go to school. So I'm saying to you that you could go to this event on Saturday for 4 hours, and you could walk out of there in 4 hours with a God-given dream, vision, idea that you now have birthed in 4 hours, started the birthing process. I mean, you birthed it. You still got to take care of it once it's birthed, but you could at least birth it. And that one dream could cause you to be a multimillionaire for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So, Coach Adams, if you're on the line, can you dial 1? Let us know that you are on the line so we could bring you through and you can share with us about this coming Saturday. There she go. Hi, Coach Adams.
Hello, my coach.
Well, hello, woman to woman. Coach D, Minister LaDon, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we appreciate you being here, and we definitely appreciate being able to give out these tickets.
Well, you know, I am truly full and excited about this coming Saturday. And first, can I say kudos to you ladies on just a powerful and insightful, rich dialogue around vision and birthing that and pressing on the other side. And Saturday is just another tool in someone's toolbox to be able to focus on their vision. It's going to be a powerful 4 hours of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. And what I love, Coach D, is you mentioned that one would birth their vision. And last July 2015, I had a young lady, and it really spoke to my heart because she got the awakening of her vision at a 4 hours of power wind shop. So regardless of where someone is, maybe they don't know what their vision is, maybe they're fighting to bring the baby forth spiritually speaking, maybe they are looking to move to the next level, it's going to be a powerful time again of vision training, coaching empowerment, and strategic planning to keep it simple.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit more, like, where is it going to be, what time is it, just so that we're going to give away tickets and we're going to probably just ask people to dial one and kind of sort through like that, but I really want people to give them a little bit more information because I don't want somebody to win the ticket when they're going to be out of town this weekend or win the tickets and they don't have transportation. I want people that know that they could get to this thing and they just know that if somebody gave them an opportunity. And I want somebody that's driven. I want somebody that's listening in tonight that say, I am in labor and I need to birth this baby. And I need to birth this baby. And if somebody would just give me an opportunity to get this 4 hours of power, I believe this could change my life. That's the person that I want to dial one on their dial pad. That's the people that I want to dial one to say, I need that ticket.
You know, and before Coach Adams gives more information, one thing I want to say is that you guys heard me say, hello, my coach, because she is my personal coach. And so in ministering and doing the things that God has called me to do, living out my purpose, this is my mentor. This is one of my mentors who has helped develop me into the minister, the woman of God, the mother that I am, and just the woman that you hear coming through your radio every Tuesday night or that you see in your family. This
Woo-hoo.
Is someone who spent a lot of time coaching me through the process. So, you know, I just want to say thank you and give her kudos for that.
Amen.
And let you know that, and let everybody else know that she is a mighty, mighty, mighty woman of God and a wonderful personal coach that if you do sit at her feet, you can expect to be walking out your visions, dreams, and ideas.
Amen. So Coach Sunia, if you could let us know more details, date, time, place, and so that we could then try to give away these tickets.
Oh, absolutely, ladies. And this weekend's Win Shop is going to be hosted on this Saturday, July the 23rd, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, a powerful time to shape up and win in your vision. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Culver City Courtyard by Marriott Hotel, Courtyard by Marriott Hotel in Culver City. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Awesome. So, again, that's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Courtyard by Marriott Culver City. You don't want to miss it if you can. So right now, first I'm going to start off by saying if there's anyone that's listening in. Now, if you're listening in through the Internet, I won't be able to know if you're trying to get tickets. So if that is you, then please dial into our number at area code 646-721-9678. Otherwise, if you're listening in on tonight and you really, really have an interest in going to this conference, we're going to give you two tickets so you don't have to go alone. You can take a friend with you, friend, family member, a spouse. This is not just woman to woman for this conference. This is diverse. It's men and women, people from all different walks of life that are trying to birth their dreams, their visions, and their ideas. If that is you on the line tonight, please dial 1 on your dial pad, and that will let our team know that you are interested in these tickets, that you would like to get these tickets because you are tired of being pregnant. You've been pregnant past the 9 months, and you are ready to begin to birth what you believe. If you're at a 8-to-5 and you've been complaining, you're mad, you're not making enough money, stop complaining. Stop complaining. If you're not going to take action to begin to birth what God has put in you, then we got to stop complaining. Just go to work, do your job, hit the clock, and go home. But if you said, I need more, I need to find out what's in me, I need to birth something, I feel like I should be doing something more.
You know what, before you guys dial one, before I think that, and you can stop me if you want to, maybe we should have them send us their story, and then we pick it that way and announce the winner on Facebook.
Okay, so then what we're going to do is if you are interested in the ticket, so that because sometimes people don't like to be put on front.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in the ticket, then we're going to ask you to inbox myself or Minister LaDon if you're on our Facebook. Or if you're not, you could go to our MCD Network page or our Woman to Woman page, all on Facebook. Those are public pages. You could go on there, inbox us, and tell us why you believe you should get the ticket.
Exactly.
Now, there's a theme to this because, see, there are three ways that the enemy defeats the body of Christ. No plan, no commitment to plan, lose focus, and move too slow. Why am I saying that? Because some of you guys will sit and contemplate. You won't get us the thing, or you'll get us the thing in a couple of days, and you'll lose out on the opportunity that God's giving you. This is a $70 value. It's actually valued more, but it's got way more value because if you ever went and seeked a coaching session, it's well into the hundreds of dollars just for a 45-minute session.
Exactly.
So this 4 hours of power is allowing people the opportunity to do what some people are not able to do on their own. So it's bringing a group of people together so that you could get this 4 hours of coaching and leave. So if you look at it like that, this is over $500 value.
Mm-hmm.
When you think 4 hours of coaching, This is over a $500 value, and we're saying to you tonight that we want to sow into you. So we want to bless you with tickets. So if that is you, send us a quick note in our inbox on Facebook, and we will come together. What's the deadline, Minister LaDon, that they need to get that to us by?
Okay, Tuesday. I guess no later than either Wednesday night or Thursday morning.
So we will say that by Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 11 a.m. Eastern Time, we need to have those because we're going to take a look at them and we would make a determination by noon on Thursday.
And announce it.
No, maybe, you know what, I'm going to change that. Wednesday night by midnight because we need time to take a look at them and then announce it on Thursday. So Wednesday night by midnight California time, since we're way behind. So by midnight California time, have that in to us. We would love to bless you and love for you to come back after that and give your testimony.
Oh, amen.
Amen. So, amen. Coach Adams, we appreciate you, and thank you so much for being available to just give a little bit more information for the wind shop that's coming up this Saturday. I know it's exciting time for all those that's participating, and our prayers and support are with you for Saturday. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
So we have come to the end of our show, and we just want to say thank you all for tuning in. That was some good nuggets that Minister LaDon brought forth. Thank you for the work that was put in. It just blessed me. And
I wasn't finished.
Oh, well, hey, we still got a few minutes. We still got a few minutes, or we could do a part two.
You know, one thing I do want to make sure that I tell people, give some quick pointers, is, again, we were talking about the vision. We talked about the mind. We want to make sure that you understand that your body, the health and ability to do and accomplish is important. And so if you're not taking care of your health, that can cause a break in your belief system. Mm-hmm. You say, Coach, Minister LaDon, how does that cause a break in your belief system? Because for some reason we think that when we're not able to do, God's not able to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we think that. But for some reason we think that. So, you know, start getting your body healthy. You have to take care of your spirit. When I say your spirit, you have to feed your determination. You have to feed your perseverance. Mm-hmm. You have to feed your belief. Your belief in what God has called you to do, who God is. You have to feed all of those things. And you have to pay particular attention to your environment. Because, again, if you surround yourself with junk, you're going to have junky thoughts.
Wait, so are you telling me that if I spend my weekends turning up at the club, then I can't, that I may not expect for the end result to be the things that I really desire?
If you are not spending your time on the things that you really desire, guess what? You're not going to get what you really desire.
Because the reality of it is if I'm in the club turning up every weekend, that's what I desire.
Exactly. And that's what you're going to get. And you're going to get the best of it, too. Because you might turn up with the best of them, you know? You might turn up and turn up.
No, I didn't.
But that's what your practice is, and so that's what you'll have. And so, again, you have to pay attention to your vision, mind, body, spirit, and your environment. And the why of what you're doing, what you're doing, and that why will it keep you until the completion of the purpose inside of you.
The why?
The why. Why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're working out. If that why is not strong enough, you'll quit before you finish. When it gets too uncomfortable and other whys start coming in, like why am I not hanging out? Why am I not turning up? You know what I'm saying? Your why has to be very important, and it has to keep you until completing the process.
Mm.
And so those are a couple of things that I want to share. And then the rest I can put up on Woman to Woman. Be sure to look out for a post on Woman to Woman. These are some agreements that I found online that we're going to talk about be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personal. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best. Take personal responsibility and accountability for yourself, your actions, and your perspective, and believe in yourself. You can and do achieve. When I say believe in yourself, believe in who God created you to be. And when he finished, this is the best part, when he finished his work, guess what he said? At the end, he said it was good. He didn't say it was bad. He didn't say it needed more work. He said it was good. So guess what? You are all good. You are exactly, you're perfect the way that God created you. Now, get on out there and achieve your purpose. Get on out there and let that purpose get on, manifest on the outside of you. But when God finished his work, and you're part of his work, he said it was good. So those are the things that I want to share with our families. And again, we thank you for tuning in to Woman to Woman. We thank you for joining us tonight. If you have any questions or comments, even before we go, if you'd like to say something before we go, you can press 1 on your dial pad. But other than that, I am going to turn the mic back over to my sister and my co-host, Coach D. We had a wonderful, wonderful time sharing with you guys tonight, and thank you for the comments that were shared. And we hope that you guys remember to get your – we have a caller, Coach D.
Oh, okay. Caller, area code 916, last 42518. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Greetings, family. It's Coach Charlene, your Sacramento family. You are loved and appreciated. I enjoyed your show.
Hi,
I just wanted
how are
to just
you?
Say hi. I am doing perfect. I just got home from delivering so many babies today. So I just was really interested in the Lamaze that you were talking about. So it was really a blessing. I didn't hear the whole program, but I heard enough to know that you guys are right in the vein of where God wants you to be. So I just wanted to encourage you and say it was awesome, and it's great hearing from you guys going forth in the things of God. And you were talking about one of my favorite topics, so I just wanted to just give you kudos for what you guys are doing and the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Coach Darlene. This is what you do in the natural. How important is it? How important Lamaze is very. I mean, the Lamaze class. How important is that for people that are pregnant to take that class?
Oh, it's extremely important because, you know, at the time of when you're really – where the pain, where the suffering, where you're going to get that – when you're going to give that last push, and as you're working through the pain, and it's so important because if you don't breathe, if you don't learn how to inhale and exhale, then – the pain is going to be a little bit more intolerable. So it's extremely important to and notice that the Lamaze class is preparing you to be able to push that baby out. And so it's so important because it's part of the preparation. If you don't prepare, then you're not going to be able to successfully push that baby out. You'll push them out, but you can push it out with ease, or you can push it out with strategy. Or you can push it out and be screaming and kicking all the nurses and all of that crazy stuff. So it's very important for you to have Lamaze class or some type of preparation so that you can push. And, I mean, if you think about it in the spirit realm, God prepares us through the challenges and the opposition and all of the things that we have to go through because of that baby that's going to come out. He's preparing us to become who he called us to be as we birth that baby. You guys see what I'm saying? There's that preparation process is very important. So it's really good word that you guys shared. Really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Amen. Well, we love and appreciate our Sacramento family. So thank you so much for tuning in on tonight.
Amen, amen.
Yes, and if I had my private jet, I would come see my sister, Coach Shania, but I'll catch you next time.
Oh, amen, amen. Hopefully she'll be streaming for you.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Okay, that would be great. Okay, that's great. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Okay, we have another caller. Area code 562, last four, 1147.
Hi, ladies. This is my first time on your show, and I'd just like to say that you guys have really encouraged me. You have inspired me, and it is my intent to utilize the nuggets that you have provided. I intend to apply them to my daily life, and I just want to tell you to keep up the good work, keep doing what you're doing. So your show and all that you're doing is spreading, because there was a young man that informed me about your show on Thursday night, and his name is Terrell Hammond, and he asked me to tune in, and I'm so glad that I did, and you really, really, really have touched me and have encouraged me to allow God to birth all that he has placed within me, because I have been at a place that I feel that I'm kind of stagnant, and I just want to do more for the Lord. So I thank you so much, and I pray that God will continue to bless your ministries.
Oh, amen.
Oh, thank you. I know Terrell Hammond. Actually, are classmates. We grew up together. So
yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm so glad that the show was a blessing to you.
Yeah.
And and hope you'll tune in on Tuesdays. And also we air on Thursday nights as well. So if you can't catch Tuesday, then catch Thursday. But we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, if we have any other callers that may have a comment or a question, this will be the time. If not, we are going to close. We want to respect everyone's time, and we just really appreciate all your support and listening in. We thank you for supporting MCD Network and its family of broadcasts. On Monday nights, we have Relentless Pursuit at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time with Philandis Harris and Tamika Sanders. They're touching the millennial generation with various topics and guests. Awesome show. And then, of course, you have us on Tuesday night, Woman to Woman, with this mighty woman of God, Minister LaDon, and myself, Coach D. And
another mighty woman of God.
Thank you. And then we have on second Tuesday, we have Evangelist Shamila, and she's talking Parenting 101. Amen. So, and then on Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I always say Standard Daylight, we're in Daylight, Pacific Daylight Time, we have Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D. So we just love for you to continue to tell your family, tell your friends, have them tune in, have them listen in. Hopefully the things and the guests that come on, the topic matters, will just be such a blessing to you that you could take this and be empowered, encouraged, and educated to go out and do what God's called you to do in this season of your life. Know that you are loved and appreciated. And don't forget to get those
brief essays,
couple of words for telling us why you feel like you should get these tickets. We want to bless someone. We want to give you. We want to give you $500.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we'll be looking for those. They need to be in by midnight, Pacific Daylight Time, Wednesday.
This Wednesday,
because after that you only have 2 days before the event. Amen. And if you don't know, let's say you could get the tickets and give them to somebody that you feel like, you know, that it would really be a blessing for. So you could gift them. But we need to have that by Wednesday so we can announce Thursday, because we have to get the event, the name of the guest that's going to be coming.
Amen.
So, again, know that you are loved and appreciated, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Amen.